Hi, and welcome to Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. This station used to formerly be called Positive Vibes Daily. And today I'm going to talk about your positivity when it comes to being careful with your energy. Now, one thing that we both know, we all know, is that energy is real. Energy is contagious. You can feel the energy if it's low, and you can feel the energy if it's high. And a lot of times we don't think about how we let our energy be used with other people. Or if we are getting drained from an energy vampire, we really don't know that it's happening at the moment that it's happening until after the exchange has been completed from whoever or whatever is the energy vampire. So we have to always be cautious and careful in guarding our energy in a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, not talking to someone, you know, but whenever you get that quote unquote gut feeling, hey, it's probably best to make a decision to change that energy of yours, change that vibration, you know. And maybe I'll talk about the vibration part a little bit in this podcast today, on how to raise your vibration, because that's very important. And I just spoke with my little sis about raising your vibration using a technique by Tony Robbins. And I think it's interesting. So, yeah, I'll talk about it now. So, in our conversation that we had today, we talked about the technique of getting yourself prepared for, let's say, a fight. Like you're an MMA fighter. You're in Bellator or you're in UFC or 1FC or any of those other promotions that's out there. And you're out there preparing yourself, and you warm up and do everything before you go out there and fight. It's the same as if you were an Olympic athlete, if you were a runner. You know, you warm up, make sure your body loose and ready to go. And it's the same thing that you would do with your vibration when it comes to anything that you could use your vibration or energy for. So it's always good to keep your energy levels pretty high. Not saying it has to be bursting, you know, but you definitely don't want to have your energy levels low just because of the consequences of that murky energy being low and what could happen, you know. So just always got to make sure you be careful with how you spend your energy and how you raise your vibration. So Tony Robbins had a thing where if you yell, you can raise your vibration. I was like, is that something that's real? I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. So I went ahead and tried it, and I'm yelling, yes, yes, you know, woo, you know, kind of like Ric Flair a little bit. You know, today is my day. I'm doing affirmations, and I'm driving, and I look over to my left, and I see this lady looking at me. I'm like, hey, I'm just in this moment right now. This is helping me raise my vibration. I mean, she don't know what I'm talking about. I got my car windows up. Hey, we practicing social distancing even while we're driving. Not trying to be funny, but anyway, I look out my right window, and I see a phone right at me. It's a guy. He probably like, that guy's over there crazy. But I wanted to try this technique while I was driving. So I went ahead and did a couple of different yells of a variety of things, of yes, and this is my time, this is my moment, I'm ready, and I accept positive everything. So after completing that exercise, I realized that, I know it sounds like I'm about to tell something funny, but it's not too funny, it raised my vibration. So I felt fantastic afterwards, and I used that vibration, I used that energy that God raised to create some other things. So I actually started writing on my YouTube channel on what I'm gonna do for that video when it comes to the strength of your tongue and to manifest and the law of attraction. So that's one thing that I'm writing right now. I actually use the notes app instead of using paper and pen or paper and pencil. I'm really a big fan of the notes app, and I just write everything down, and if it's anything extra, I just hit the button, record it, and let it go. And it just put me where I need to go. So I want to say, because I kind of get off subject just a little bit, but everything in life is a pendulum. that swings back if you give it your energy. So if you feed your negative thoughts, they will bring you negative results. Nobody ever got rich through self-doubt. Nobody ever became happy by focusing on the negative in life. So a lot of people feel like being positive is not real. The secret is not real. What is the secret? Is it really good? So if I had changed my mind, I could change my life? Is that real? Yes, but a lot of people don't feel like it's real, you know. But it's very much so. You can do a lot of things with just changing your mind on being more positive, and also by focusing on things that you desire, but don't do a scarcity mindset. And we'll talk a little bit about that also later on in this podcast. But continuing on, you know, many people see this type of thing as science fiction. You know, it's not real. It's surreal. It's crazy, you know. And I think about the last time. But then when you think about it, though, check it out. When you think about the last time a toxic thought or a negative thought brought you to a positive result, that probably never happened. It doesn't work like that. You know, life is an echo. So you got to remember what you put out to come back. It's karma, but it's also about energy. You know, so people live in a superficial world. The rates of depression are through the roof, and anxiety, especially today, and stress is at an all-time high. You know, people right now want to have their temperature checked 50 billion times a day. People, if they cough, oh my God, I got the Rona. Then they say coronavirus. Everything, you know, get abbreviated as you keep using it, you keep talking about it. It went from coronavirus to COVID-19 to Rona. So, you know, we just got to just be cautious, man, and careful with how we use our words and how we feel. You know, people are blinded by materialism and feeding their ego instead of feeding their soul and trying to find their inner peace within. People have meaningless conversations, stare at their phone screen all day long. Common sense, as you know by Voltaire, isn't common anymore. And people completely forget to take care of their own inner self. That's very important. You have to take care of your own inner self. So another thing that I learned, I'm pretty sure it's by Abraham Hicks. It's about the 17-second meditation. And when you think about it, you're like, 17 seconds? Am I really going to meditate in 17 seconds? But if you get the basis of everything, you're like, hey, maybe this can work for me. So it's a basic technique, and I just run through it real fast. It is 17 seconds. So, you know, for 4 seconds, you will breathe in for 4 seconds. So I'll do it with you. Let's do it together. Breathe in. Here we go. All right. Now you exhale. I'm holding my breath while I'm talking. I think I am trying to. Now you exhale for 4 seconds. Out your mouth. Inhale, 4 seconds. Exhale out your mouth. Now pause and you hold it. 4 seconds. So 12 seconds. Let's do it one more time. You breathe in. That's just 4 seconds. We have 16 seconds. Breathe out. Boom. 17 seconds. Now the purpose of that is to get you calm and get you ready for what you're really about to do is the real meditation. Just like that, you tricked yourself into preparing yourself because now you're like, hey, I want more. The same thing as if you go to the gym. So check it out. You go to the gym and you tell yourself, man, I'm about to work out for an hour. Oh, I really don't want to go to the gym and work out for an hour. But let's say you like, hey, I'm going to go to the gym and work out for 5 minutes. Then you work out for 5 minutes. Like, man, that's it? All right, man, I guess I'll give myself another 5 or 10 minutes. And you keep doing that until you eventually like, hey, I messed around and worked out an hour. But your mind kept thinking you was working out for 5 minutes at a time. It changes your whole mental when you do it this way. And it's less stress when it comes to thinking of things in such a huge manner. Man, I'm going to work out for an hour. I got to do this. I got to do that. But if you think about it, it's 5 minutes. It works out for you in a fantastic manner. So earlier in this, I talked about the scarcity mindset. Now, the scarcity mindset is something that you definitely don't want to have. You want to change how you think about things. So instead of saying, I want this, you're not attracting that. You know, I want that. You're not attracting that. But if you say, I have this, oh man, that changes everything. You know, now you're not in a chasing mode. You're in a, I already have this mode. And already having it is going to bring you everything that you want, everything that you need. So if we can use these techniques of this 17-second meditation, and that's just the beginning. You actually do your meditation, and then you move forward and change how you think about things and saying, like, I want more money or I want more of this. But you say, hey, I have what I have currently, and it's just enough for me. Man, you attract so much more just by changing how you talk, how you speak, and the existence of what you're speaking will happen. And it'll come to you because you, it'll be attracted to you because you are in a I already have mind state, as opposed to the scarcity mind state of, man, I really want this bad. The more you keep talking about it, the less you got it. It can be a relationship. Man, I really want her. I really, really want her. You never gonna get her like that. You know, I really, really want to win the Mega Millions. You're never going to win the Mega Millions doing that. You know, you got to change your mind. It can change your life. I know we got a little bit off topic, but ultimately, the goal, a couple key points in this podcast right here is you make sure you want to guard your energy. You know, you make sure you want to meditate. Very important there. You want to be wary of negative thoughts. And you also want to make sure that you speak things to existence by being positive. Understand that life is a pendulum, or life is an echo. Is, you know, everything has a result of what you do. And also everything that you do will come back to you in a sense, like karma. So just be on your best. Stay positive, my friends. I appreciate you for listening today. Please follow me on my personal Facebook page at Gerard Terrell. I am also on Instagram at MW with Gerard Terrell. My YouTube channel is Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. You can find me on several different platforms in this podcast journey that I'm working on. You can find me at Apple, iTunes, of course. You can find me on Google Podcasts, Spotify. You know, you can find me. I'm there. I'm ready. I'm ready to keep giving great information. If you didn't know, this is, in a sense, therapy for me, too. It's not just me giving you content, me just sharing. I'm actually going through the process of learning myself. One thing that I had to do, if I didn't ever explain this or ever say this before, one, I appreciate you for listening to me today. Two, when I started off my journey on this, I read this book called Infinite Quest. And it put me right where I needed to be. I didn't read the psychic part by John Edward. But everything else I read. And it took me where I needed to go. And I ended up becoming a Reiki 1 practitioner. And eventually I started learning about Reiki 2. And then through my instructor and through the hours that I had to perform Reiki on people and animals, you know. I ended up getting my Reiki Master Certification from my instructor, Carolyn Ruby, out there in Michigan. And it's fantastic, man. And I encourage everybody to understand that energy is real. And if you can stay positive, positive things will happen to you. Another part of what I want to say to you too today before I sign out is also that, you know, don't stress on things you can't control. And right now in the world, it's a lot of things that we can't control. And I need you, just like we all need you, to do your best to not stress so much, not be so anxious, not have your anxiety run wild, just relax, stay calm, and understand that this will pass. We are in for a road. We all know that it's going to be a while. We know that it's not going to be over right away. But we do know that if we can stay calm, meditate, and do the things that we need to do, there's a lot of things and a lot of rules that's a little different from our normal. I don't want to get too deep into that because that's not what this podcast is about. It's just all about being stress-free, having no anxiety or low anxiety. It's human to have some anxiety, but not to be stressed about what's going on. Remember, we can't control what's going on. We can control ourselves. We control the things that we need to do in this situation, in this pandemic that's going on right now. But I appreciate you for listening. I mentioned the social media platforms that you can find me. And if it come down to it, you can email me at my email address of gerard.terrell@gmail.com. Hey, I appreciate you for listening today. I hope that what I share can help you along your journey. And I greatly appreciate you. Catch me on the next one. Till next time. All right.